Hello, hello. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. I'm Miles Black, host of Chaotic Music Meetings, and in studio right now, we have Garbage Dreams. Garbage Dreams, whenever you're ready, take it away.
All right. What's up for Garbage Dreams? Thanks for coming. You can, it might be locked. We got some fans. Thanks for coming.
All right.
Volume okay? We're all good? Cool. Welcome.
All right.
This one's called Salty. You don't have to pronounce it that way, though. Mm-hmm.
get salty.
Thanks. We got two more.
Oh boy.
I love that dead air with the little ring. It's really good for really good radio. Hope you're all doing well out there in radio world and in here. Okay. Switch instruments, so someone, Jessica.
Feels good to be back at our old school, loved school. Jay and I both went here. Jay and I got 2 degrees. One each. Yeah, no. One was enough. Never stop learning. It's a lifelong struggle. Okay, you've
got
the other.
What do people want to hear on the radio? I don't know. About degrees, I guess.
News and weather. Weather and traffic on the ones.
It's real rainy out there.
The Maryhill Bypass is all backed up.
Something, there's a tunnel somewhere that's
there's a tunnel and it's bad.
Well, this has been Comedy Hour without laughter. This is our last song. I don't know if we need Miles to start, so. Yeah? We're good. It's me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Garbage Dreams, thanks for coming. Sorry it's so loud.
Thanks.
That was Garbage Dreams playing live in the CITR Lounge. Thank you, Garbage Dreams, for being here. We're going to have a little interview soon, but for right now, I'm going to play a track by Candle from the album Damned If I Do called Sink and Sin.
Teachers never told me we'd be dropping like flies. Girl, if you're sweet and healthy, you live a long, happy life. But everyone's contagious and full of lies. Forgive. I cross my heart and hope to live, but I'm faulty and failing at the ripe age of 26. But my soul is sad, my blood is bad, and so am I. I'll say my goodbyes.
if I set me up a shrine, can I conjure up a sign? Oh, will all my false devotion be perceived?
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I have Garbage Dreams live in studio.
Yay.
Garbage Dreams, can you all give just a big hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, beautiful. You all harmonized.
Yeah. We've been working on that.
Thank you so much for coming all the way out here to UBC to play your set.
Thanks for having us.
I'm a big fan of all of you, and it was really great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're a fan of you. Oh. Well, I'll speak for myself, but I'm a fan.
If you don't mind just introducing yourself, like, just for the people who are listening in so they can hear your voice and what you do in the band.
I'm Adrian. I play guitar and bass, and I sing and write the lyrics.
I'm Kuba. I play guitar.
I'm Jessica, and I play the keyboards.
I'm the drummer, and my name is Jay.
Beautiful. Thank you. So this is a very unstructured show. I usually write out like 10 or 12 questions, but then I usually end up only using two or three of them. So this time I was like, I'm just going to feel it out.
All right.
I wrote down a couple questions, and that's it. We'll see what happens.
It's our first interview, so I guess we're
It's your first interview?
Exploring, well, in this band. We're all exploring together. Right?
Yeah. Brave New World.
First interview.
Absolutely.
Mm. You got to talk.
Yeah, sorry. I'm hogging.
No, okay.
And I know most of you from other projects around Vancouver. I'm afraid, Kuba, you're the only person I ever met before.
It's my first time, so
right. It's
a pleasure.
It's kind of a super group. Like,
you
wow.
got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Adrian, I know you from Supermoon and Jay Arner. Mm-hmm. Jessica, I know you from Energy Slime and also Jay Arner, right?
Yeah.
And Retail Nightmares, the podcast.
Yes, that's me. C'est moi.
Bonjour.
Salut.
And Jay, I just know you from like Jay Arner, and I see you playing with a lot of great musicians all the time.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
I did do like the bare minimum amount of research for this interview. First question, you are labeled on Bandcamp as classic rock.
We are.
Why? That was a tag, I think. Somebody tagged you as classic rock.
Oh, I think I did it, but it was intentional. It's our key market, you know, that we're reaching for classic rock fans.
It's a big market.
Well, you know, you gotta dream big, right? I put up demos because I wanted to have demos like done up and tagging songs is like my ultimate nightmare and
yeah, describing
it's
what
a garbage
kind of music
nightmare.
You play.
Well, I bring this up with a lot of bands because I'm not a fan of genres.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're using it as a tool to describe yourself, great. But I just find that most bands don't fit into one genre in particular.
Yeah. So but, classic rock is a good joke. Pretty good, right? I mean,
also,
it kind of sounds like classic rock.
Kids
when I
these
think
days
about it.
Are really into classic rock.
Like
have classic you noticed?
Kids
I
like
have noticed.
10-year-olds.
Yeah. Like 12-year-olds are into Led Zeppelin. It's.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
The stuff that I was learning on guitar as a like 12-year-old, 13-year-old when I first started learning, that's the same. They're learning the same songs. It's all like Nirvana and Led Zeppelin and
it rocks.
It does.
The first riff I learned on acoustic guitar was "Over the Hills and Far Away" by Led Zeppelin. So I've been a classic rock musician for
which,
a long
which
time.
Which one is that? How does that go?
Do 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 do.
Oh,
do 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 do.
That's hard.
Wow.
I don't know.
Ambitious.
I didn't know how to play chords, so that was somehow easier. I don't know. It was pretty weird.
I just learned how to play the drums, and the way I started doing that was just all the songs from Nevermind.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Still rocks.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, I guess it's really a true classic rock band.
Yeah.
Nirvana's like classic rock.
Not irony at all. Like, we're not irony bros anymore.
No, and people, what do you think about the idea that rock is dead?
I agree. We're classic rock, but also rock is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, not...
It's not really relevant, I guess.
No.
But,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know, it's a throwback. Throwback Tuesdays, Thursdays,
yeah,
Fridays,
Sunday. We're throwing
Flash
it back today.
I don't understand hashtags.
or tags.
No, yeah.
Tags
I think we've proved that.
we're honing on in this like classic rock genre tag. I think
it was like one of maybe four tags.
Really?
On the
I
album.
Didn't know there were more than one.
You're not allowed to do more than 5,
rock.
I don't think.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm inventing this.
I don't know. I don't know if rock is dead. I mean, people will keep kicking that cat till, you know, for whatever the saying is. But.
Zombies are cool anyways, so rock zombies is what we can do.
I do feel like rock is always dead, and it's always dying, and it's always being reborn in some way. Like, if teenagers now are learning rock songs for their, like, first songs, it's still, there's something there.
It's probably just something that for people to write about.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I'm still learning. Like, part of this project is for me to get better at guitar. And so, like, I feel like I still hear new things that are still rock, but are not the kind of rock that makes me want to, like, lay down and die, you know?
What kind of rock is
that?
Like, Van Halen or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
Makes me want to get up.
I don't want to, like, start any fights or anything.
It seems like, to me, every single classic rock band is a band that you could go, about, and also, ugh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we don't need more, I guess, but I'm here to say, how about just a little bit more? What about me?
What about Garbage Dreams?
I can rock too, right?
I mean, I don't think we're traditional classic rock.
What was the other genre that you came up with? The Baroque?
Medieval New Wave.
Yeah, that was
Medieval New Wave.
Other one.
That's more energy.
Another way
though.
To describe Garbage
just
Dreams?
Got a bit of a Medieval New Wave
just,
sound.
We,
just yeah.
Tooth and Nail, that's like our Medieval New Wave song.
Yeah. We were, our other band with Adrian and Jay and I, we played Car Free Day, I think it was, on Main Street. And this little, like, four-year-old kid came up and asked us if we were rock and roll. And I corrected him that we were Medieval New Wave. So that child learned two new phrases that day.
Yeah, what was their reaction?
He just took note and was like, okay. And then he came up afterwards and bought a CD. So it was really cute. Very cute.
The youngest Medieval New Wave fan in Vancouver.
And it wasn't even an Energy Slime CD because we didn't have it. He just bought a J. Arner CD and we're like, have fun, kid.
Yeah. Foolish.
Medieval is about as, like, classic as rock gets.
That's true. Quite classical. I mean, could you get any more, like, caveman rock?
I was meaning to talk to you about, like, your harpsichord sound. We need to get... No.
I think caveman rock is a real genre.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That well, it's just songs about cavemen.
We're going to get into egg punk. That's our new
direction. What's egg punk?
Well, there's two types of punk. Egg punk and chain punk. And Jay, why don't you define them?
I don't know. I just learned about this from our drummer in Energy Slime, Tom. Shout out to Tom.
Hey, Tom.
I guess it's just like some obscure subgenre that people are talking about on the internet at the moment, you know? And I guess egg punk is that sort of like Devo-ish, frantic kind of punk.
Like new wave.
Yeah, like new wavier punk. And then chain punk is like traditional punk. So there's all these, you know, memes on the internet of categories like, is this band chain punk or egg punk, like on the spectrum of from chain to egg. And I guess it's egg punk because like some early egg punk, early probably like a year ago, they had prominent eggs in the art, like fried eggs.
Oh yeah, 2017 2018, the early days of egg punk.
Oh, so you're a historian.
I work at a radio station. I gotta keep in touch.
So there was like eggs were a motif.
It was just like a cover art with like a mishmash of things.
I shouldn't
and
have brought
one
up
of
egg
the
punk, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one of the images was a I think a fried egg. I don't
is
know
this
anything
just a,
about
a
this.
Meme?
I'm just like regurgitating what our friend told us. Yeah.
I think he might have been pulling your
leg. I thought he made it up, but I confirmed it's real.
Wow.
Egg punk is real.
The more you know.
I have one. Do you mind if I interrupt our interview?
Yeah.
I have a track that I wanted to play, a holiday track.
Egg or chain punk?
You decide, listener, where this falls. But it's December now, and this is the third show I've done in December, and I haven't played any holiday tracks. And everyone's got their favorite holiday tracks, so I just wanted to play mine. Yeah, take a listen.
Yeah.
Tell me a holiday spirit.
Oh, that'll be the next episode.
Is it the Monster Mash?
Oh, is it?
Last time we were on the radio, we played this song.
Wait, was that in October?
No, it was...
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And
Ben let me curate.
To my surprise,
he did the
mash.
Oh, okay.
The monster mash.
And I probably won't play that.
Graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Everyone would know that it's
great. Yeah, this is one of my favorite festive
the monster.
Damn.
From my laboratory in the carceries.
Okay.
To the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They did the mash.
I'm going to bring this down.
They did the monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, the zombies. It's all good.
Classic.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, live with Garbage Dreams. Next probing question. You can take this individually or as a group. What has been your most garbage dream?
Oh. Like literal dream or... Like hope and aspiration.
Oh, either one. It could be a pipe dream. It could be a dream that that you had when you were younger that now looks ridiculous.
I always have dreams that I'm back in school, like here at UBC, and it's always, you know, like the classic dream, like oh, I'm late for class. Oh, it's exams and I didn't study. I don't know what room my next class. Just like anxiety dreams about UBC. Yeah. So it's great to be back.
I'm sure that our student listeners are really relating to that.
I have that dream at least once a month, and I graduated a long time ago.
Wait, you still have those once a month?
Still, yeah, still.
He tells me about them all the time when he wakes up in the morning, and I'm like, get over it.
I had a dream that I went back to elementary school this week,
yeah,
and they were doing exercises. It was like an exercise class, and the exercise was just like, raise your arms above your head, and then the teacher was getting mad at me because I wasn't raising my arms high enough. That's a real garbage dream.
Yeah, that's a great example.
You told me this morning that you had a dream that our fridge was reorganized by a fridge organization expert.
That's true, yeah.
That's pretty bad. I don't know. My most garbage dreams are like not funny at all. They're awful. Like I have to watch all my friends die in front of me then plan all the funerals. And it's like way too practical.
That's the worst. I've had dreams where my friends die, but I never had to like plan or organize any funeral.
It's the worst. No. It's the worst. Dealing with like the insurance.
The will.
And the... Like, family comes out of the woodwork. It's bad.
Yeah, being upsold on an urn.
Yeah. I don't care. It's going in the ground. It doesn't matter. Yeah, no, lots. My dreams, even the worst ones, like, I never wake myself up from them. So they just continue in their logical progression, and it's bad.
Mm.
Anyway, Kuba?
I had a bad... poorly laid ambition of once owning lots of land, vast land, on which I would have llamas and goats and the type of thing. And now looking back, it wasn't that great of a dream.
I think that's amazing. A noble dream.
Well, I don't know if I'd care for those animals that well because I don't know anything about them. So it's probably better off that I'm here live at CITR.
Garbage.
Cheers.
I mean that in the kindest way. I don't know. I have a lot of death dreams, a lot of like earthquake. Like when I was a kid, I used to like, you know, I grew up here, so the big one was always looming. So we'd have earthquake drills in school, and then I would have so many dreams about dying in earthquakes, and I'd have like escape plans and like stuff planned out. But
I've seen so many like school funded videos of like children shaking under desks or in doorways.
I think about it often lately because they keep like sending out like emergency text alerts to like some people.
And I keep not getting them.
Yeah, not everyone's getting them, which is kind of disconcerting.
I'll see the announcement that if you see one, don't get like upset because it's not real. Like it'll be on the news, and then I'm like, well, never got anything. Maybe I blocked that number because I thought it was UBC calling me.
I feel like my most like actual garbage dream though that I have had since I was very young is like my teeth are falling out,
and classic.
I'm like choking on them, but I'm like trying to like I'd be in this interview room, like, and my teeth would be falling out and my mouth would be filling up, and I'd be casually trying to pretend that it wasn't happening.
That's a big theme dream. Of like, yeah. Stress and anxiety dreams, yeah. Is something crazy happening to you and you having to do something normal despite it,
yeah.
and no one understanding.
Yeah, I'm like, that's pretty big theme in my life and my dreams, I guess. So yeah.
What about you?
Yeah,
wow. I never even dreamed that it would come to me. When I was like up till age of 10 or 11, I had the same recurring nightmare that I was on like an alien planet.
Whoa, cool.
That was like a desert with huge boulders all over. And I was creeping in between the boulders trying to avoid being seen by this giant face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And it freaked me out.
Wow.
And anytime it would, like, if it ever saw me, like if I stepped out from a boulder and it caught me, I would wake up.
Cool. Did you watch a lot of Star Trek when you were a kid?
No, I didn't get into Star Trek until I was like 18.
Huh.
So you're into Star Trek. Let's talk.
I'm quitting the interview again.
We can't get started on that. We've only got 10 minutes left.
We already talked about egg punk. There's only so many things.
But shout out to the podcast Deep Space Nice.
Oh.
Which is a podcast about Deep Space Nine.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think I'm going to play another track.
Yeah.
Just to take a little brain break.
Yeah.
Monster Mash 2. The sequel.
This is by Red Circle from their album Petrified. Ooh. And this is called Walk Around You. CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Red Circle with Walk Around You. Hey again, Garbage Dreams.
Hi.
What's up? Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for telling me off mic all about... I can't even mention
you
it.
Can't say it. No, no.
Not the monster for radio.
Bleep. The monster bleep. Look it up. By the way, this episode is brought to you by Santa Claus. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's a vestigial authority on whether people are good or evil.
Thanks, Santa.
Wait, is Santa coming? Is Santa here?
I wish I had... I don't think he'll visit until it's closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some more shows, and we'll make that happen if we can.
Cool.
He's a hard get.
Yeah. Busy guy.
Especially this time of year.
Should have him on in like July.
We'll have him on next Halloween. Do you want to plug your next show?
Yeah, I really do. So
you didn't even tell me what this was before. I'm anxious to hear, like, why. What is it about this show?
There's several things. First of all, it's at the Vogue. And this is our fifth show as a band performing live. And it's the second of two nights at the Vogue where the band Calpurnia is playing, which is the kid from Stranger Things' band.
Yeah.
And so it's their hometown show, and the first one sold out, so they added another one.
Okay.
And they've added us and Milk as support, and apparently a new band just got added as well.
Now, is that one of those shows that gets billed as like Calpurnia with friends?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't
for
get
sure.
to see the other band's names?
Yeah.
With
but
close
they have,
friends.
They've posted it on like the Facebook page and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think they're still trying to sell it out. It's not sold out yet. So
okay. Mm-hmm.
They really need big names like Garbage Dreams and Milk to like get those kids out.
Well,
anyway.
It seems like Garbage Dreams would be a big pull for, like, the musician community, just because you have so many connections amongst all of you.
We're quite popular.
We're pals of people. I don't know how many of them are, like, Calpurnia fans.
Or how many of them have, like, $40.
Or, yeah, it is, like, it's at the Vogue. I've never played the Vogue. It's the biggest venue in Vancouver I've played, for sure.
Yeah.
I guess you played the Commodore, so.
It's smaller than the Vogue.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. It's only 1,000 people. The Vogue is 1,280.
I Googled it. I wanted to know exactly what was going to happen in front of us.
How does a band play the Vogue for their fifth show? How does that happen?
We're a super group, like you said.
Yeah, word got out. The tabloids leaked that we're a band. Local.
They're like, Energy Slime plus Supermoon?
Plus Jay Arner?
Plus Cuba?
Plus a friend?
Hell yeah.
It should be Calpurnia with Friends featuring Garbage Dream with Friends.
This would be, it would be so great. Like, great fodder for a documentary about us, being like, their first show was at Music Waste, followed on the heels by a show, I don't know, what was our second show? Like, Redgate? SBC, and then Redgate, and then a book reading at Lucky's, and then The Vogue, and then the Hollywood Bowl.
We paid our dues, and then we finally made it for the show.
Yeah, you put in your time.
Yeah. We put in four shows.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, like, the montage of press clippings and, like, cool. Talking head interviews.
We're going to release this
Do we have
this
press?
Film.
Yeah, we don't have any press. I guess this is press.
This is press.
The place in Victoria did a sentence.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, yeah.
There's a blog in Victoria that
there's a blob,
said,
blob.
This is a band. Thank you.
Blog with a blurb.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a blurb, huh?
We got blurbed.
That's big.
Yeah.
We got, like, named, like, it wasn't really, like, a review. It was just, like, this is a band with Jaren and Jessica DeLisle, Adrian Lavelle, and Kubo. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a description.
But, yeah.
But.
And then it said, this fully rocks. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need.
Come to the Vogue, find out the rest.
Wait, what's the date of that show?
December 22nd. It's
Santa might be there.
We are preparing a very exciting top secret cover song.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
Santa's on the guest list.
You gotta come. Trust me, you wanna know.
Yeah. Wow. Oh.
Wow, that's such
confident.
A good plug.
Also, if you like TV, there's a movie star there. Netflix star.
He was also in It, the It remake.
Right.
Yeah. We watched that.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Another holiday classic.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time, but Garbage Dreams, thank you all so much for being here and playing and talking. This has been great. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I didn't really tell you much, but let's talk.
You told me all about your hopes and dreams.
Yeah. Dreams and nightmares.
All right, we're going to leave you with a track by Primp from their album Half Bloom. This is called Growing Down. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hello, Vancouver. How are you? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. And it's the two-hour end-of-year special for More Than Human. We've got lots of our fave tracks to play for you tonight, and it's a special extended edition. So let's go straight into it. We're going to start with a classic that everyone seems to have loved this year from Peggy Zhu, It Makes You Forget. And stick around for 2 hours. More Than Human.